in the events, yes.
Okay. So, okay, I can hear that you seem to know what you're talking about there, George and Stellenbosch. But coming up next, another event, and apparently the lines won't be long. the 10th Cape Town Festival of Beer. Martin Tucker joins you. He is one of the co-founders, and most people enjoy a good beer with a lekker braai, right? Unless it's haram for you, obviously. But it's, you know, part of who we are as South Africans. But what if you are a beer enthusiast or maybe even a connoisseur? You'll know that there is a brewing heritage and craft that you cannot deny. And this is what the Cape Town Festival of Beer is all about. Martin Tucker, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you very much for having me, Kino.
I'll have to, and I see you brought a whole lot of beers, which I'll have to sip because I am driving home.
Eight of them.
But let's talk a little bit, but before we even talk about this Festival of Beer, just based on what you've heard now, someone planning an event, right, this Festival of Lights event, and catering for 300 people per day. I mean, either you're not very ambitious, or you don't know what you're doing, or you're trying to get away with nonsense.
Yeah, look, I don't know the guy personally, and I haven't followed much about the event, but just from what I've heard while I've been in the studio, it's pretty full on. We have very stringent guidelines that you have to do when you deal with the city. And as far as I know, Stellenbosch is incorporated in those event forms. From getting graded as medium risk, low risk, high risk, to having an ambulance on standby, helicopter nearby, escape routes, parking plan, a traffic plan, a thing called a jocker, you know, a joint operation center where there's a fireman, there's a, you know. And you do have to jump through hoops, but the reason you do it is to make everyone safe and to make everyone happy.
Yeah. One entrance and one exit, good enough?
Yeah, one entrance. But I mean, if you're having one entrance, you've got to have it 10 turnstiles wide or 5 turnstiles wide. So one entrance doesn't mean one door, you know?
Yeah.
And then obviously when you're inside, you've got to have enough toilets. You've got to have, you know, a smoking area if there is a smoking area. You've got to have areas that are designated where children can and cannot go. You shouldn't have any bottlenecks. Anything like that can be, you know, can lead to a stampede, etc.
So, would you have 5 stalls selling exactly the same beer?
No. So it's actually one of my biggest things as the guy who looks after the beer, and my partner Brendan's biggest thing as the guy who looks after the food is, let's try and vary it up, because why take money from someone who's going to pay you and he's not going to sell anything because the other oak's selling it for 5 rand cheaper next door?
Well, exactly.
You know?
Anyway, so, I asked the question because apparently there were 5 stalls selling the same toys, and then he says, well, we don't tell people what to sell.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll get into him. We're not done with the story yet. Let's talk about your event, the Cape Town Festival of Beer. What is it all about? The purpose, the reasoning that exists?
So when we first came up with the concept 10 years ago, it was actually about 11 years ago.
Yeah.
There was stuff like Whiskey Live. There was many, many, many wine shows. There were brandy festivals. There are even non-alcoholic festivals.
Yeah.
But no one had actually done a festival about beer. So there were lots of beer festivals where you could sit at long benches, drink till you fell over, and drink the same type of beer. But there was nothing where you could walk around, speak to brewers, engage with them, speak to distributors who bring in foreign and imported beers, and you know, find out more about the craft as such. So we are not discriminatory in terms of the size of your brewery.
Yeah.
We do get a lot of flack from like the smaller craft and microbrewed guys who say, why is SAB here? But if SAB wasn't here, we wouldn't have a festival, because if you think about how brewing started, it was from when, you know, SAB started brewing and the Olsen's Brewery, etc. So they also started out very small. And then you've got guys like Heineken who've come into South Africa quite successfully. You saw they've just done a lot for the Springboks. They paid for basically that free transmission on SABC. And they've also bought into a few smaller brands like Jack Black and Soweto and Stellenbrau. So what that's done is also put those beers into more people's hands. Because if you're now piggybacking off a major distribution network, all of a sudden the little guy's biggest problem was to get your beer to Bob in Polokwane.
Yeah.
Now he can get it there.
But they can also help you with the capacity to deliver.
Correct. There's a very famous story about a brewery called Goose Island in America, which was bought out by, I think it was Anheuser-Busch, which is ABI, the same guys who bought SAB Miller. And there was a huge uproar. And this guy's friends even stopped talking to him because they were so pedantic over being craft and small and you must never be owned. And he actually turned around to them and he said, guys, in honesty, like our beer has actually got better. They've got laboratories. They've got massive buying power. They've got the best systems, the best technology. And all of a sudden, our beer has actually improved. But now you guys want to boycott it because of who you think I've sold out to and the fact that, you know. But if you're a beer, if you're a beer purist, you will actually notice that my beer has got better.
Yeah. And if you're a good businessman, you also want to exit at some stage.
100%.
So, Martin Tucker, one of the co-founders of the Cape Town Festival of Beer, he's brought a couple of them in. We'll tell the story of some of these beers. I am driving and I do these things responsibly, so I'll simply be doing a taste.
Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
And a very good morning to you. Yes, it is. Good morning. There's another 8 minutes left before it becomes afternoon and we end the show. But we are joined by Martin Tucker. He is the co-founder of the 10th Cape Town Festival of Beer. And he joins you. And you were talking about everybody here celebrating beer, the craft beer, the SABs, the story of beer is essentially what you are celebrating.
Correct. Behind every beer is a story.
Indeed. And you were also saying, if you've missed out on our prior discussion, Martin was saying that some of these companies actually work with bigger companies, like Heineken, for example, takes a stake, and the other companies should take a stake in some of these businesses. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's good for the economy. It improves the quality of the beer and the taste a lot of the time, maybe not always, but it's also a good story for the country if we look at, you know, exiting that and getting people to take that forward. So you've got a couple of beers here that will be on display. I see you chose all the pretty labels.
Mm-hmm.
Just run through each, and we've got about 5 minutes. We'll have a little bit of a tasting, but I'm also very keen to know the story behind some of these.
So what I did was, besides the very cool labels, I chose guys that are sort of relevant to what we are trying to do at Festival of Beer. There are a million others, again, who will be upset that I didn't mention them.
You but, can't keep everybody happy.
Exactly. So we've got Little Wolf. We've got two beers from Little Wolf. Little Wolf is a brewer who's been around to a few different businesses or a few different breweries, some successful, some not. Obviously, when working for a boss, you know, different story. You can't do what you want to do. He's now completely on his own. He was part of...
Ryan O'Connor's here, by the way.
loves his beer. Yes, loves his beer. He was part of a bigger brewery, part of SHP, Signal Hill Products.
Yeah.
And he's now gone completely on his own. He's a sort of gypsy brewer, we call it. He goes from brewery to brewery, and he brews when there's free space and capacity available. He uses a mobile canning system.
Yeah.
So a lot of his stuff is in cans and really cool labels. Okay. So we've got his Hoppy Wheat and his Table Beer. The Table Beer is a very light pale ale.
Right.
And it's very easy entry level if someone's a lager drinker. And the Hoppy Wheat is an American style wheat beer. It's got about 30% wheat in it, and it's quite hoppy. So that gives it that flavor.
Okay.
Then I would say a thing that will become one of the next biggest tourist attractions in Cape Town and the Winelands area.
Mm.
Hey Joe Brewery, do yourself a favor. It's in Franschhoek. A lot of money's gone into the actual venue. They sell a lot of beer there. It's a great day out for the children and for families. The brewery is in magnificent condition. A female brewer as well.
Wow.
And so we got Hey Joe, who are taking the sort of Winelands area by storm.
Mm.
Birkenhead, one of the oldest sort of microbreweries in the country from Stanford. They're classic honey blonde, and then Devil's Peak, which at the moment, besides probably a Jack Black or a CBC, are probably the biggest sort of micro and craft brewery out there. There's a whole lot of criteria that need to be met for what classifies and constitutes.
And then you'll find people who haven't made it in the brewing stakes complaining about people who get investment. But anyway,
correct.
We'll taste a couple of them very quickly. We've got about 2 minutes. So this is the Table Beer. So it's going to be, you don't have to pour a whole lot now. I just want to take a sip.
Out of your Cape Town Festival of Beer glass, which is happening this weekend or next weekend. We've got about 180 to 200 beers on show.
Okay.
We've got like 10, 15 different food stalls. Kiddies right. Day on the Saturday. Me and Mr. Green, Strange Loving.
Yep.
Oh, very lekker.
Nice okay. And fresh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very easy drinking. Mm-hmm. And you can see why he made an ale, because it's more forgiving.
Yep.
And it'll mean someone who's never had an ale before can start with that, and they'll basically find their way with it. This is the Belgian-style lager from Hey Joe.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, very nice.
What are those undertones? They're absolutely...
So that one's just very malty. There's actually a little bit of caramel, which might or might not need to be present in that thing. Then we've got something that I think you will really like.
Just stick close to the microphone there. Hey, we need to hear you clearly. There we go.
Sorry, leaning over and pouring. This is a, you could call it a specialty beer from Hey Joe. It's a lavender and honey saison. So a saison is a Belgian-style farmhouse ale.
So if you don't like drinking beer generally, that is the one you want to go for, because it's got a very fruity type of taste to it.
And then this is the Devil's Peak Pale Ale, which is my personal go-to beer. Where it's available, that's pretty much what I will drink. Very classical American-style pale ale. And lastly... this is probably the fastest. This is like a speed tasting.
Yes, it is.
This is Devil's Peak King's Blockhouse, which is probably one of South Africa's most awarded sort of craft beers. Very, very lekker.
So you can catch it up. Where are you going to be? Tell us the basics. What do we need to know about where to find you?
Cool. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Hamilton's Rugby Club in Greenpoint. Same venue we've been for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. About 60 or 70 different stands. You get a whole lot of tasting coupons so you can taste beers. If you want to buy pints or half pints, you can. We've got a comprehensive judging program. We've got a celebrity down. We've got a great MC, Dan Nicol.
Oh, Dan, yes.
Ryan's entered a team as well. We've got a load of cool bands, the Rivertones, etc. And then My City Bus is right next door. Or
perfect.
Uber.
We have to do this responsibly. Where do they get the tickets?
Webtickets.co.za, $150, and it gets you tasters, and there's beer mugs and stuff on sale.
Martin Tucker, thank you for popping in.